Between the Covers, a series designed around who and what can be done and achieved by patients, planning and working in a community of like-minded, successful people. This podcast series is for anyone looking at becoming a successful published author and those looking to understand the mind of a writer and the goals of a publisher. Proudly sponsored by Shoreline Publishing. Welcome and enjoy.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining me. My name is Bradley Shaw, and today on Between the Covers, I'm talking with young author H.E. Hustov. In her second book, Strengthening Death, Hilary, thank you for joining us today. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Brad. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure always, like we enjoyed it the last time. So this is even more exciting for the second book in the series, the continuation of the death story. So tell everybody listening too who you are, a bit about you, and also a bit about the book that's coming up that they would be looking forward to enjoying.
I'm Hilary, obviously. and Strengthening Death is the continuation from Death's Embrace. So we have Agent, we're still following him. Spoiler alert,
he lives.
And he is sent to his new planet, which is called Sensa. And he's living among all the other agents that have been sent there before, and it's pretty much just him navigating now with his new emotions and new life and trying to live his new life on Sensa, and like all the twists and the conspiracies. And it's pretty much just learning about a whole new alien culture. So being Aboriginal, I was able to play on a lot of the cultural learnings that I grew up with, and I got a lot of inspiration from that. So from having that in my life as a young kid till now, I was able to create my own little playoffs on Aboriginal culture. I was able to bring that into the story and kind of bring back an alien civilization to their natural roots, I guess, and watch them trying to take over the superiors pretty much try and watch them get like a view of how they can get back at the superiors and finally do it from somewhere far away.
Sense. It does. And it's a very clever story in its genre, the science fiction style of it. As you say, it's very clever culturally because you are talking about some different perspectives of cultures and how they intertwine and how they merge in a planet. So you've done it masterfully. Now, was it easier for you to write into the second one, just knowing you'd already set the premise in the first one, so the characters were already feeling pretty much developed, and it was easier? Was it easier to move the book along into the second part?
Yeah, I felt like I could become so much more creative, like, because the first one was based off real events on Earth. Like, I researched that a lot so that, each event that happened, they're things that actually happened in real life. So for the second book, the big things that happened, I was able to really just do whatever I wanted and just create this whole new world pretty much. So they've got their little army and resistance happening, and I could pretty make it as alien as I wanted. And I gave Agent a little love interest, and as awkward as that was, I was able to create it so that it was unnatural but natural for them, kind of thing. So I could just expand the boundaries pretty much, I don't really know, if we fight, where a bruise might happen for us, whereas for an alien body, I can make it do whatever I want, a simple punch could, do whatever. So, yeah, I felt awesome. A bit more creative, and especially with making them a bit more spiritual and that kind of thing. It was just really fun to play on my culture as well, like spirits that I'd learned about, stories and things like that. Like, I could put my crazy twist on them. So yeah, it was fun. Awesome.
No, you did great. And the enthusiasm that you express it with is also in shown in the writing. You did have a very fluent and free style in the second one, I believe. And have you got that sort of progressively moving you into inspirations for more to come with these characters and this situation of the aliens?
Yeah, I can't wait to finish book three. It'll be like the big lead up kind of thing. And now that I've established, you know, the extra characters and their lives and their backstories, like I really can't wait to play on that a little bit more and stretch them to their limits. So, yeah, like whereas, you know, the first book is all about Earth and what's going on there, and then you learn about, you know, the superiors and how bad they actually are. And now we've got this created planet for book two, and trying to like get out of there and navigate what, how to be like, how he can be him and learn his own identity. And then it's all this lead up to the superiors and how to conquer them kind of thing. So yeah, I can't wait to expand.
Well, I'm sure people who get hold of the first two books are also going to be waiting patiently and eagerly. So from that too, I noticed, I get a sense and I see like from our first book and our first conversation, there was a lot of uncertainty, a lot of nervousness, a lot of anxiousness in your writing in the start. You were writing, you loved the story, but again, the publishing was the process for you that was a bit daunting. I notice you're more comfortable, more relaxed, and I think the writing in this second book, because of going through the process in the first, gave you more time and more sort of knowing or comfort that you'd know the path you wanted to take it to. Is that how you're feeling? Is that what you found in your writing? It was more relaxed and you were able to do the writing and not worry about all the what ifs that have come?
Yeah, like with the first book, I obviously didn't think that it would ever get published, so I kind of just did whatever. And I didn't think of the editing stages. I didn't think too far ahead. Like I literally was just like hoping for the best and I didn't think it would ever happen. So, but now that I knew that people, you know, had read the first one, there was an expectation. And because whatever I, like everything that I learned from the first editing stage, I was able to then put it into this book. And then before I even got it to the editing stage, like I'd already done my edits. I already did like my write, like I found my style. I think I found my groove and I thought about it more. Whereas the first time around, you know, I just did whatever kind of thing. Whereas now, yeah, when I sit down, I can actually really think about it and I think about what I need and where it needs to go. And like there's definitely more planning. And yes, I am definitely much more mellow this time around. and like, yeah, the first time around, I was so nervous of people reading it. Now that I've had a few people read the first book and I've had extremely good feedback from it. So I think, you know, it's not that whole, oh God, they're only publishing it because, you know, it's there. Mm-hmm. Like it, now I know, you know, people actually write it and have read it. And yeah, like I may have a talent here.
Yeah. Well, you are a writer. I mean, you do write for magazines and such at the time. That's your job, isn't it? Or you're sort of part-time or how it works. But you are writing regularly. So I think your talent shows itself. And as for any first author, first published author, it's always that first step into the bigger world. And, of course, now you've received good feedback for the first one. And I believe you'll get even better feedback for the second one. I think it's a better written book in the sense that you're more confident in your writing, as you said. You've enjoyed the writing more, so you've actually explored more like in the narrative and the story scope. And that's a brave thing to do too because it is a big story. It's got a lot of elements. And to do that as a new author, and that's a brave thing to do, and that shows your confidence is growing. So congratulations on that. So for everybody now to read the second one, what are you hoping that they get out of that, the next chapter, so to speak, of the book or the series?
Well, out of the first one, I kind of wanted people to just look at like life differently. Like I wanted them to, like there was a huge background of social justice and I wanted people to think and before they, you know, spoke to someone or whatever, because you don't know what's going on in people's lives. With this one, I kind of just want them to enjoy it and just look outside the box. Because it is sci-fi, we can do anything with sci-fi. I just wanted
within realms of it.
Yeah, yeah.
within a certain limit. You don't want to take it too far off tangent. No, yeah, I agree. You've still got to have your, you've done it really well. You've written a story that's got a real feasibility and it's a practicality. It could happen in a way if that was an alien participate, like if you believe in that sort of a situation and you think about it, it's actually, there's a logic in it. Now, even though it's science fiction, you've done that really well. You've been thoughtful in the story and that's key to, you know, the interest of the reader. That's really good. So I'm really excited to be bringing it out. As I was saying, did you answer the question? Did you answer what the people are going to get out of this book? Because I was asking hope they get out of this book? Did I cut you off?
No, I think I just didn't do it.
What a horrible podcast host I am. I'm just cutting off my guests.
No, I think that was me. I just hope that they enjoy it. Just get like a little bit of fun out of it. It was because there is a bit more play to it, I hope they get a bit of laughter and there's not as much sadness in this one. So, I hope that they just enjoy it and enjoy the ride and they want to like stick around for the next installment and,
Well, you put a love interest in this one as well, so that's got to be more enticing. And, you always have a bit of romance is good.
That was one of the things that with the editor. So I'm not very good with romance, and you'll probably see this. And it was very awkward. Like, I didn't want to be there. My characters didn't want to be there. And when I spoke to Samantha, my editor, and she was like, I found that so funny. I think it's great. It's back to natural instincts. And I was like, yeah, that's exactly what I was going for.
I'll take it.
It's not just that me being good. Awkward. So, yeah.
Oh, dear. Well, Hillary, as always, it's a pleasure talking to you. And, it is a very serious book and a very good story and very well written. So don't take Hillary's liberty to heart. She's just a very happy person and happy that she's here for you to share this book. Everybody who wishes to get a copy, it is available in March, coming to all bookstores, libraries, and anywhere you can buy a book online. Please do support Hillary in her journey, support independent authors around Australia and the world. And, please keep reading and keep listening to our podcasts. Hillary, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, thank you. It was great.
Everybody, take care. Thank you for listening. Stay well, and we'll see you on the next edition. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Between the Covers, produced by Shoreline Publishing.